Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and today is the 29th day of India's nationwide lockdown. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in India now stand at 19,984. And who knows, by the time we put this podcast out, it touches 20,000. The death toll from the outbreak in India stands at 640 and India has seen 3,870 recoveries so far. Maharashtra, Gujarat and Delhi have reported the highest number of cases. Health briefings that take place daily will now be reduced to 4 days a week. And apart from that, the cabinet briefing will be given on every alternate day. Cabinet has now cleared ordinance to protect healthcare workers, which can be up to 7 years jail for attacking any of the healthcare workers. Attack on doctors will be non-cognizable and non-bailable. If the damage is done to the vehicles or clinics of healthcare workers, then the compensation will amount to twice the market value of the damaged property apart from the jail term. 146 Indian crew stranded on a ship will now disembark in Mumbai. None of them are COVID-19 patients, is what the Maharashtra Chief Minister's office has confirmed today. Union Minister Prakash Javadekar, during the cabinet briefing today, has said that there is no decision that has been taken yet on the resumption of the flight operations, and we will be informed in case there is one taken. Another report is coming from Maharashtra with 553 new COVID-19 positive cases reported in the last 24 hours in Maharashtra. The total number of positive cases in the state has now crossed 5,200. The death toll now stands at 251, and this is according to the state's public health department. Haryana's Health Minister Anil Vij has said the doubling rate of COVID-19 cases is 14 days in Haryana, which is more than the 7.5-day average at the national level. And the recovery rate in the state is 57%, whereas the national average is around 16% in India. Another report is from Assam, where the state minister has confirmed that no new case of COVID-19 has been reported in the state in the last 7 days. So that's good news in the state. As per clarification from the Home Ministry, shops selling educational books and electric fans, services of bedside attendance of senior citizens and public utilities, including recharge facilities for postpaid mobile phones, will be allowed during the lockdown period. And if we talk about West Bengal, the West Bengal government has now assured that full cooperation will be given to the visiting central teams that are assigned to assess the ground situation in the state. So 4 central teams have been put out in 4 different states. Mamata Banerjee has allowed center to visit 6 worst hit districts in West Bengal so far. But Aviation Ministry headquarters has now been sealed after one of the staff members was tested positive. So everybody will self-isolate themselves in the office. Karnataka government will allow door-to-door delivery. Apart from that, a 12-year-old girl has died after walking 150 kilometers in effort to get home in Chhattisgarh. So some grim news in that front. But Tamil Nadu government has now announced that the state will intensify measures to stop the spread of the virus. It will include rigorous contact tracing and checking people with symptoms in order to stop the spread. Now let's move on to some of the world updates. At least 1,77,445 people have died in the coronavirus pandemic so far. This was the number from today afternoon from the Johns Hopkins University. There are more than 2.5 million confirmed cases worldwide. The number of cases in the US, the country which is the hardest hit by the virus, has now a number that has exceeded 7,88,000 in terms of reported infections, and there have been more than 42,000 deaths so far. UK has been more than 1,25,000 reported cases with more than 16,500 deaths. Over 1,000 foreign workers, it includes Indian nationals as well, have tested positive in Singapore. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, PM Imran Khan has gone into self-quarantine after reported exposure with a COVID-19 positive patient. First virus case was recorded in Lebanon refugee camp, and Germany has approved the first human trial for its vaccine that was developed by the German biotech company. So the US state Missouri has filed lawsuit against China on the coronavirus handling, basically seeking damages over what is described as deliberate deception and insufficient action to stop the pandemic. A US agency has now given thumbs down to Donald Trump's game changer hydroxychloroquine COVID-19 drug combination. There were several reports coming globally about the effect of hydroxychloroquine or HCQ on COVID-19 patients, and they were not all promising. And Donald Trump has now announced a 60-day ban on immigrants seeking to live and work in America permanently, and has said he could extend it depending on the economic fallout from the current ongoing pandemic. Meanwhile, the CDC, that is the Center for Disease Control chief, has now warned of even more difficult second wave of cases. So a leading US public health official has warned that a new wave of coronavirus that might hit the US in the following winter, basically next year, could be even more difficult for America to deal with than the current outbreak, because it would coincide with the traditional flu season. South African president has unveiled a $26 billion virus relief plan. Meanwhile, Italy is looking at easing down the lockdown after the first significant fall in infections. So as per the international reports, the country's prime minister has said that the government would unveil plans for the gradual reopening from the current lockdown before the end of this week. So basically, Italy has reported 534 new deaths on Tuesday and 80 more than Monday, bringing the death toll to 24,648. But the number of people currently infected with the virus has seen a decline. So that's the reason that Italy might be taking this decision. Spain has aimed to bring winding down its lockdown too in the second half of May. Meanwhile, let's look at some of the other opinion pieces and articles on the Money Control website that might give you a good perspective on the ongoing pandemic. There is an opinion piece that says, will China be held accountable at the International Court of Justice? It would be interesting if any state actually files a case in the ICJ against China, because it shouldn't be forgotten that international law is also part of international politics. So it might be hard to actually accuse China in ICJ. How tribal quarantine rituals helped Arunachal Pradesh become COVID-19 free. So interesting take on the tribal groups in Arunachal Pradesh, the way they implemented their own customary rituals, which are now equivalent to a lockdown much before the COVID-19 case was reported in the state. Apart from that, do not forget about the Money Control Isolation Planner. Quick workout to start the day, get motivated with some nice quotes, and time to wind down with some great listens and read. Learn how to take a break with the Money Control Isolation Planner every day during this lockdown. Apart from that, Money Control Pro, India's largest growing financial subscription service, has turned a year old. So Money Control Pro has been providing actionable investment ideas, exclusive analysis, curated market data, all these in an ad-free experience, as you all know. You can now subscribe to that experience at Money Control Pro with a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. And while you are at it, it might be a good idea to look out for benefits worth ₹20,000 available only for these pro users. So don't miss out on that. Log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Remember, the offer is valid from 21st April to 7th May only. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. We are all ears to your feedbacks and suggestions. Do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.